Again, he was a guy that we didn't get a chance to look at much, except early in the offseason a year ago. He's rehabbed, been cleared medically. He's a guy, I think, that's got good size, quickness, explosion. He's big hands. I think yards after the catch can be a positive. But at the end of the day, he has to go prove that, and it's going to take some time. And now we've got time, and he's healthy. Mm-hmm. Well, I think like anybody's career, you take it in pieces, you know, and typically, the pieces people break it down to is usually annually. And I think he's had good production over his career. I don't think it's fair just to take one segment of it and try to define him for that, whether that's good or bad, regardless of what player we're talking about. We've seen enough of him, albeit we like to have seen him more. But that's part of football, and we're willing to take that risk. And when he's been healthy, we've liked his production and what he brings to our team. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have input on that. These guys get to do pretty much during a dead time now. They get to do pretty much what they want during this dead time. For that matter, even when our off-season conditioning starts, I think it's voluntary the way it's set up. You'd like guys to be at your facility. We'll see, cross that bridge when we see it. But, I think what they've done there in L.A., I think is kind of a new concept, a little bit more of the mental training as well as the physical. Things I've heard have been real positive and from both sides, both Alshon and the people there at Jay's gym. Those guys earned that. We made decisions last week that, we were able to make because we have great confidence in our young backs. What that workload is or what that definition of their role is, it'll be up to them, and how they perform and how they prepare and, what they put on the field when we start to work.
John, never mind the standings, but where do you think you guys stack up behind Green Bay and Minnesota in the North?
We were last. We were 6-10. That's reality. I think we were competitive. I don't think it was there were too many off kilter games. We did a lot. We became one of the older rosters in the league. Became one of the youngest in one season. I think we're in good position with 9 picks. We've got way better cap room this year than last. Not that that means we're going to go crazy. But we're in better financial position that way. This is about, evaluating and decision-making, and, we need to do very well this offseason.
If Kelvin Johnson retires, how does that change what the Lions look like and change maybe the balance of the North?
Obviously, if you just looked at our games, I'd say yay. All right? But, he's a great player. I have great respect, and, I'm sure they'll sort through that, and we've got our own issues. Dal's a heck of a young coach. I think he's got a great background. He's been with people that, philosophically that I, share ideas with offensively. I thought he did a tremendous job with Jay. I think that was, a big reason for Jay's, kind of success this year, albeit limited. It was an improvement. He's a sharp young coach. I mean, we've done this before. I know his abilities. He's got great people skills. And I think he's done it. He's been a coordinator before. He's done the scouting part. And, it's hard to be a good coach if you can't be a good evaluator. You have to evaluate your own team and who you keep. So, I just like his background, and I think he's a bright young coach.
How would you characterize his first 6 weeks on the job so far?
I've liked what I've seen. We've been in a lot of meetings. Obviously, when you're not in the playoffs, you have more time to do that stuff, unfortunately. We've completed our staff. We got everybody together. We've got some new pieces. He's very organized, very structured, and, I just like the way it's going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brian's an outstanding young coach. He was in Denver when I first arrived. Axie along that way. Jim Bob Cooter we brought in, and obviously that connection I think was probably paramount. And Jim Bob probably knew Brian as well as anybody. They shared offices together. In fact, I don't want to go too far with office. It was more cubicles. He's a bright young coach. His dad's been in the coaching profession for a long time, so Brian's seen a lot of things even growing up with it. That he did a good job with some very good offensive players, in particular at the quarterback position. And obviously the relationship that he and Jim Bob had obviously made it a great fit there in Detroit. So I think he'll do a terrific job. Obviously we felt good. I think what allowed us to make that decision, albeit a very difficult decision, was the confidence we had in our younger backs. I think anytime a guy of Matt Forte's, reputation, what he's meant to the organization, I mean, he's such a great, great pro and was for us in just the 1 year we were there and had been for a long time. So those are never, never easy decisions. But, at the end of the day, I think it was best for him, the timing, and I think it was best for us. Well, I think we made a lot of changes last year. I think we went from, like I mentioned before, one of the older rosters in the NFL, and that includes offense, defense, and special teams, and became a younger roster. I think there's no mystery that we had a lot of young players play on defense this year and extensively. The thing that I think sometimes people get lost about is the improvement of that player, from a freshman to a sophomore, or from year one to year two, whether it's in a particular system or just in NFL football, how to view NFL offenses, it's a full-time job now. It's not a part-time job, like college football, So there's a lot of things that go into, in preparation to be the best, how to do it, as far as film study, opponent study, that these guys will just – take off from has been my experience from year one to year two.
John, when you look back, what was it like coaching Martellus Bennett for next year? Does he have the type of football character?
Martellus is under contract. And, right now a lot of our priority and emphasis is, first of all, being here at the Combine, for our first look, and particularly for coaches to, at the college draft class, which is imperative to any organization. And then free agency, we're 2 weeks out from that and, those decisions. So the guys that are under contract, any decisions made on them moving forward, it'll be very fluid. But the reality is that's on the back burner, and, we'll get into that more when it's appropriate. I worry about everything, but, everything changes year to year. I think, we've wiped the slate now. We're into 216, everybody's 0-0. That's kind of how I look at molding our football team as well. It's a new process. It's a new challenge. And, we'll see what happens moving forward. Right now, they're off.
Go ahead.
I think, the way he carries his pads, we're here and, sometimes a lot gets put into height, weight, speed, 40, a lot of times it's hard to measure, what's behind that left nipple and between your ears, So I think, he's a guy that after contact is pretty special. And I think that's something I know that sticks out for me. I enjoy watching him run. Even looking at cut-ups just recently, there were a few of those, a couple of them in St. Louis that I recall. Called up, yeah. Well, I think it's the combination of both of them. I think, I've got a lot of close friends, players, staff, just a lot of people. The unfortunate thing is going into that, one of them had to lose, that was never easy, but, it's hard to do, and, I feel really good for all the people that, were involved in that, and, congratulated most of them.
John had a couple comments leading up to the game about how that's why the coaching team just didn't keep you in the playoffs. Here's the
You know, first of all, I don't really pay much attention, you know, to what's said, you know, whether it's even about even our own team sometimes. You know, we've got our own set of issues, you know, that's kind of all behind right now. I think, congratulated guys that I know and felt appropriate doing, and, you know, now we're on to 16. You know, I meeting with Matt, I mean, I don't think Matt's football is over. You know, I think that's part of the reason why, you know, we were pretty early and honest with him about moving forward. I think it helps him. I think, I think Matt Forte will play more football. I wanted to give him that opportunity. You know, we had fielded some questions on Dal earlier, and, you know, we had a similar situation when Mike McCoy left. We were in Denver and went to San Diego, and Adam had been the quarterback coach, the last couple years. We kind of injected, some philosophies offensively. Much like this time outside, there was some very, very capable people. That last experience, I think, helped in making this experience, and the fact that, Adam had a great relationship with Peyton, didn't want to wholesale change the whole offense because that does set you back a little bit. And I think that relationship helped us have the success we had, and we did have success. And I think Adam can create that. He did it in Chicago, and I think I don't think he'll have any problem doing that there in Miami. Yeah, he's an outstanding grass coach. He's a guy that I'm very familiar with because of, time competing against New Orleans when I was at Carolina in the NFC South. I think one of the better receiver coaches out there. Mike Groh had an opportunity to grow in his career, moving to St. Louis, and Curtis was available. And, I think we did very well in getting him. I think he has a great relationship. You just look at some of the players. He's had a lot of great players at the position. I'm not going to go through all the names, but that relationship that in this game is about relationships. I don't care if it's players or coaches, players or coaches. But he's gotten great production out of his group, and I anticipate that moving forward.
I know last year was kind of a feeling out process for you and Butler.
Uh-huh. A lot better. I think, again, back to the relationship thing, I think, you file things and, you put it back there, but you always like to figure it out on your own. And, he was probably one of the brightest spots, I think, about our first year in Chicago and getting to know our players, which we know a lot better now than we did this time a year ago. I saw way more about his mental toughness. I saw way more about, how he can absorb an offense and execute it under pressure. I think that speaks volumes for how successful he was on third down, which is a tough down for a quarterback in the NFL. But very, very pleased with what I saw and what we have to work with moving forward. I think, team speed, explosion. I think those characteristics help make those plays. So I think, still getting the right kind of guys. They're going to be the right kind of guys to represent, our city and our organization. But with a highlight on some athleticism explosion, which I think in tune help you make plays. Again, I fielded that one a minute ago. I think he's very passionate. He's a tireless worker. I think he's very creative. I think he's an outside-the-box thinker. I think he's smart and knows people in the game. I think, hiring a staff, which I believe he's done an outstanding job with, is,
Tampa Bay Buccaneers GM, Jason Light, podium A.
Thank you, Jason. So all those things. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.